This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning in Ukraine, a presidential advisor says so many Russian soldiers are surrendering that Ukraine is running out of space to accommodate them. Analysts don't know yet if Ukraine's sudden momentum against the Russians is a turning point in the war. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's lightning advance has had Russian troops on the run in the country's northeast. That's not stopped the Russian attacks, though. Firefighters have been kept busy in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and a constant target of shelling, as has been Nikopol, across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant.
In Scotland, mourners are paying their final respects to Queen Elizabeth. The AP's Ed Donahue.
King Charles accompanied his late mother's coffin on an emotion-charged procession through the historic heart of Edinburgh. Rosamund Allen felt sorry for the royal family itself to be on show.
They were very kind to allow us to be part of their sadness.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a tentative deal in Seattle between striking teachers and the school system. The AP's Donna Warder.
District officials say they'll let students know today when they can head back to class. They had been out 5 school days, including today, after teachers went on strike last week over issues like pay and classroom support. The school district had offered pay increases of an additional 1% above the 5.5% cost of living increase set by state lawmakers. That was far less than the union said it wanted.
Heavy rain east of Los Angeles sent boulders crashing down onto roads, sending residents running. Thousands of others are under orders to shelter in place. At the Emmys last night, Succession and Ted Lasso were the big winners in drama and comedy. A sailor is being laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery more than 80 years after he was killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Bert Jacobson was 21 years old. This is AP News. A UN agency says millions of people were living in modern slavery last year.
A new report estimates some 50 million people worldwide were living in modern slavery at the end of last year. That marked a 25% increase over the previous report 5 years ago. The International Labor Organization, the UN's International Organization for Migration, and the Walk Free Foundation reported Monday 28 million people were living in forced labor and 22 million were in forced marriages at the end of 2021. Two-thirds of all forced marriages were found in the Asia-Pacific region, the world's most populous region, but the highest number per capita was in Arab countries. I'm Mike Gracia.
Photographer William Klein has died. He was 96. His portraiture style influenced fashion and street photography in the latter half of the 20th century. He died over the weekend in Paris, said his son. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.